This is Jim Wenger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in Goodland, Kansas, visiting with Jeff Bend, an asset trade unit manager at Goodland. And it's kind of a mouthful, Jeff. What does that mean?
Well, I oversee a bunch of facilities in northwest Kansas and one in eastern Colorado. So I oversee the business, the operations, and the merchandising for our group.
And I'm guessing the wheat harvest is going along up here now?
Yeah, we're definitely into wheat harvest. We've only been really truly going for about over a week, but with the rains coming and going, we just haven't had a really, really good run yet. It seems like we've had showers in the evening or first thing in the morning, and we've had some late starts here.
I know driving in here that there were some fields that hadn't been cut, but nobody was out yet.
Yeah, this morning it was damp this morning, and the sun's finally shining. We're only barely in the 80s here today after being 102 yesterday, but it was definitely a slow start. But there's some really good wheat out there. We just need to have the sunshine and be able to get the combines out and get it cut.
Well, I understand you had some wind to help out.
Yeah, we always have the wind. I know Colby had some 80-mile-an-hour gusts or something like that yesterday, but no, it's not uncommon to get 20 to 30-mile-an-hour winds this time of year or all year round.
How has the wheat been that you've seen so far?
Yeah, so we had quite a bit that was actually sprayed out this spring. We had really poor stands last fall. It was super dry. And a lot of that wheat got, 20-30% in some spots got sprayed out, but what's left is really good. And, we've seen maybe on the low end, 20 to 30, but I've also heard some reports of some 90 bushel an acre wheat, in patches in this geography. So that's pretty exciting.
And, has the quality been good too?
Yeah, the test weight has been real good, anywhere from 62 to somewhere in the 50s on the low end. But, it's still averaging 59 to 60. Last year, we barely averaged 58 test weight. So it's definitely a better quality wheat. Protein is certainly big ranges. It's cleared, I've seen clear down to 8 and as high as 14. But, that good average of 11. 5 to 12 is kind of what we're seeing across the board.
Do you have any problems with disease up here?
From time to time, it seems like every year there's a different quality that makes things struggle, but we haven't seen a lot of wheat streak mosaic this year. I don't think rust really hit us with a lot of pressure this year. Once in a while you'll see weird things like field IDK and stuff like that, but no, it's been a pretty good year for disease and that kind of stuff. So,
and I would guess with the dryness, you really didn't have any moisture problems with the wheat.
Well, it was drying down really well, and then now every morning when we get a little shower, it's been damp. Those combines are ready to go. So what was some probably 10 and 11 moisture wheat has jumped back up to close to 13, and everybody's gunning to get this stuff cut. We've had a lot of, I hate to say this word, but a lot of hail over the last few years, right at the end, right when you're ready to cut some wheat. So I think everybody's just gunning to get this thing out in case something like that does happen. They can get that wheat in the bin because there's definitely some good wheat here.
Well, I know areas to the south and east of here did see some hail damage. That hasn't been a problem here this year?
No. Luckily, there's been some in the area scattered, but for the most part, we've missed most incidences. Last year, I would tell you, just Sherman County alone, I bet you 25%, maybe even more, got totally obliterated with hail. A lot of zeros or significant damage. So, we've been a lot hotter this year than last summer, but the storms hasn't been as severe. So,
So other than the problems you've seen with the dryness over the spring, there really haven't been too many problems that have occurred around here.
No, if anything, we're right on the cusp of having not enough rainfall. I mean, we're dry. We're still dry. We're just getting enough to get things by. I think the National Weather Service would tell you we're probably in Goodland 5 inches behind normal annual rainfall. And when you only get 17 inches a year, that's pretty critical. But we got some good-looking dryland corn, some good-looking dryland milo that's in spots is starting to hurt. But, you know, if we can come in and give that thing a good inch of rain, you know, in the right now or in the next week, you know, I think we will definitely have some better fall crop opportunities than we've had in a while.
So it's kind of a toss-up whether you want the rain or not, depending, I suppose, on whether you have your wheat out at this point.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, in the end, we don't get a choice on if it rains. You know, a lot of farmers would tell you that if it's going to mist and do all this and keep me out of the wheat field, I wish it would just rain a good inch, give my dry land, my fall crops a boost, and then let that wheat dry out and come after it later. But that's where you're at. You don't get a choice. You can just wish.
Well, thanks, Jeff. I've been visiting with Jeff Bent in Goodland, Kansas at Schooler. This is Jim Wingert.